All right, well, welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And all week long, we've been talking about our core value of authentic community. And today, we're going to be taking a look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And here, Paul is providing these believers with some guidelines on how to live in biblical community. But before he gives them any specific instructions about what they're to do, he reminds them of their identity. And in verse 12, he says this, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." So why does Paul do this? Why does Paul begin with their identity? Because who we are influences what we do. Our thoughts, our words, our actions are an overflow of our identity, of who we are. And Paul wants to remind us of who we are in Christ. And he says that our identity, that we are God's chosen people, that we are holy and dearly loved, not because of who we are or because of anything that we've done, but because of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. And because we are God's chosen people, because we are holy and dearly loved, because this is our identity, he says that we are to clothe ourselves. We are to put on these godly characteristics and qualities. Things like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. These godly qualities are an overflow of our identity in Christ. And then Paul writes this in verse 13. He says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone else. Forgive just as the Lord forgave you." You know, community is this really churchy buzzword that we like to throw around a lot. And whenever we talk about community, I think we like to envision something that's really simple and easy and fun. Like we imagine signing up for a life group, and the very first time we show up, like everyone is there just waiting to greet us with a smile. They drop everything they're doing, they make us the center of attention, and it's just the friendliest and most welcoming group in the world. And everyone that's in that group, they look just like us, they talk like us, they have the same interests as us. And after just 1 week of meeting, everyone there is our best friend. We're doing birthday parties together, game nights, family vacations. We're just doing life together. But here's the reality. Man, community is hard. And community is messy. It's not all rainbows and butterflies. There are going to be people who don't look like you, people who annoy you, people who vote different than you, people who hurt your feelings at times. Which is why Paul says that we are to bear with each other and forgive one another. And to bear with someone means to be patient with them, to show them grace. And this verse assumes that when we are in community with other believers, it's going to require us to bear with people at times, to show them grace, to show them patience, because they're gonna let us down at times. They're gonna hurt our feelings at times. They're gonna drive us nuts at times. Like, there are times that we are going to need to extend grace and forgiveness. But then in verse 14, he says this, "And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." You see, love is the greatest of all Christian virtues. In fact, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." Love is what holds all of the godly characteristics together. In fact, Jesus summed up the entire Old Testament by saying, "Love God with all that you are, and love your neighbor as yourself." You see, biblical community doesn't work without love, because community is hard. Community is messy. Community is filled with broken, imperfect people, and love is what holds it together. So a question I just want you to consider today is this. Who is difficult to love that God is calling you to love? Man, who in your life, whether it's maybe a small group, your neighborhood, your place of work, your family, like who is difficult to love that God is calling you to love. And let's make the decision to bear with them, to show them grace, to show them compassion, to forgive them, and to love them just as God in Christ Jesus has loved us. So let me take a moment to pray for us, and I want to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for community, God, that you have created and you designed us for it. Lord, we thank you for a church that values community here at LifePoint. But God, we know community, it's not always easy. It can be hard. It can be messy. It can be complicated. And God, that's why you've told us through your word, Lord, that we need to bear with one another. We need to forgive each other. We need to show each other grace and mercy and compassion. So God, help us to live with those values. God, help us to love those who are difficult to love, to extend grace and mercy, because God, that's what you have done for us. Jesus, we love you, and we pray all of this in your name. Amen.